Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Primetime on Money FM 89.3. So how are companies like Nova Systems Asia training Singaporeans to fill the gaps in the tech and cybersecurity space? Because recently we hear unmanned traffic management trials for the Civil Aviation Authority of Singapore were conducted, a clear indication that we may soon be moving into a science fiction reality, but we've also heard a lot about how we may not have enough talent to do this. Now, Nova Systems does regularly bring on a pool of interns and has them immersed in a variety of projects, from conducting test flights to participating in red teaming exercises to breach the cybersecurity setups of clients. We're going to have to find out more from Ryan Lee, who's Managing Director of Nova Systems Asia. Ryan, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Howie. It's a pleasure to be here.
Pleasure's all ours. So we want to hear about the current state, though, of Singapore's cybersecurity workforce. How bad is it, I suppose? I mean, where are the gaps?
Yeah, I don't think it's bad. The good news is that everyone is aware that, you know, our tech sector is booming. However, there are concerns that we may not have enough tech talent to fill this surge in vacancies. Yeah. The onset of COVID-19 has actually created this perfect storm where businesses across all industries accelerate their digitalization efforts. Some may have already laid the groundwork for the gradual adoption of digital technologies, while others are scrambling to implement a raft of technologies in order to stay competitive. As businesses scale up their digital capabilities, exposure to cybersecurity risk actually increases, which is why the hiring of in-house cybersecurity experts or engaging external consultants is critical to ensure the safe and secure adoption of the technologies. What this really results in is a surge in demand for talent, both deep tech talent as well as cybersecurity talent, to fill a wide range of roles in the tech space. So cybersecurity, I think, is really a very critical and foundational element to ensure that the future digital economy is well protected and supported. Yeah, so it's a challenge.
Yeah.
Not just in Singapore, but actually worldwide. There's a shortage of cybersecurity specialists worldwide, as well as tech talent. And competition is really strong. So I think what Singapore is trying to do is correct. We need to nurture and grow our own talent. In order to do this, the government has set up a range of initiatives to nurture our local talent pool across the spectrum of job seekers. So like the Tech Skills Accelerator, which was launched to retrain and upskill workers looking to make mid-career change. And recently, we have the Tech Pass announcement, which is actually aimed at creating more opportunities for the local tech talent to work alongside global deep tech expertise, benefiting from the expertise and skill sets, and establishing those businesses in Singapore where our local tech talent can be gainfully employed.
So, Ryan, you touched on quite a number of things there. So, first of all, training current talent to get up to speed. That takes time, be you mid-career switcher or just getting professionals who are in the tech space already to be able to use that kind of deep tech that you mentioned. In the meantime, what do companies do? Because obviously it seems like the tech is evolving and moving much faster than the talent can keep up.
Yeah, I think it's an interesting question, Howie. Thanks for that. So I'll just like to maybe share our own personal experience. We actually got engaged by the CAS back in 2018 in a competitive grant call to develop traffic management system.
Yes.
To explore the concept of deploying drones en masse. This is really a very greenfield technology. Various organizations like NASA, FAA, and EASA, which is the European Aviation Safety Authority, are still exploring the concepts, are still working with industries to develop the technologies. So Nova Systems is doing this in collaboration with CAS in Singapore. So when we started in 2018, we knew that it's going to be a long horizon project and we need deep expertise, particularly in airspace management, who has gained those sort of experience overseas to come here and establish a research and development team. So that's what we did. We brought in one of these deep tech talent and then we built an R&D team around him to execute this project, doing the research and development, conducting trials, and preparing reports. So what we aim to do is to eventually establish and build a local team capable of establishing a true Singaporean capability.
Yeah.
So I think underlying all this is that it's important to also have very strong and supportive HR practices and to able to create a workplace culture that is centered on our people. So, you know, over our company's 20-year history, since we started in Australia 20 years ago, this has really been a guiding philosophy for Nova, that at the end of the day, it's our people that makes a difference. We are professional services and technology company. And, you know, we have technology, but it's the people that make things work.
And let's talk about then Nova Systems taking on interns. This is via the SG United partnership. Are there some challenges that come with this? I mean, we're not talking about just being able to use Excel spreadsheet, if you will. That's the extent of my involvement in tech. We're talking about some really skilled areas that need that kind of expertise.
Right. Yeah. And indeed, I think it's an exciting time for the local tech space, both for companies like Nova Systems, as well as for graduates or mid-career specialists who are looking to enter this space. So for businesses looking to take on interns, I'd just like to share some snippets of my experience, having worked with a number of trainee interns, actually over the last few years since we started here, and particularly with the SG United trainee interns over the last 2 months. I think first is that these interns and trainees bring fresh idea and energy into the team. Many of our mature employees, you know, people like me in our 40s, hitting our 50s soon, actually welcome this injection of youthful energy. It is very refreshing talking to them about the latest technologies, you know, their interests. But I think most importantly, what their concerns and aspirations are. Because at the end of the day, what we're trying to do is to build a future for them and their children. Secondly, I think the internships allow us to access the talent for future long-term permanent hire. You know, so we put them on interesting projects to provide an on-the-job training. Two of our interns, as mentioned, are deeply involved in the R&D and testing of a traffic management system for drones. So they go through the entire spectrum of development projects and they develop greater confidence and appreciation for their work. Finally, I think it's part of our strategy, the company strategy, build Singapore-based capabilities and groom our future tech workforce to serve Nova's customers in the Asia-Pacific region. So after all, Singapore has a really strong reputation of a highly educated professional workforce. And Nova looks forward to play a role in grooming our future tech talent to maintain this reputation.
We're speaking with Ryan Lee, who's Managing Director of Nova Systems Asia. Ryan, let's talk about what'll happen with these interns. So hopefully you'd want them to stay on with Nova Systems. Yes, that is the goal.
Yeah, definitely. I think I've been pretty impressed with their energy and their work ethics, actually. The next step really is they are involved in commercialization work. They are involved in training. So we would like to build our business in Asia. So we are going to grow the business here in Singapore as our regional headquarters. And in future, we intend to establish their capabilities here to serve our clients, as I mentioned earlier. Mm. And, you know, we provided them the training. We know each other well. We intend to recruit and put them on permanent contracts as Novans.
Wow, there's a term for it. I love it. Novans. Let's talk about, though, Ryan, the role of large-scale integration of autonomous tech. I mean, that sounds as though then a lot of the processes will be taken over by automation, obviously. But still, someone needs to be able to use that tech, right? To use the RPA, for example, or the machine learning or the AI, that sort of thing. So again, how is the workforce going to keep up with that? It's just continuous training, isn't it?
I think it's more than just training. It's also keeping abreast of what's happening around the world. Mm. So in the area of autonomous technology. So unmanned aircraft systems, for UAS, unmanned aircraft systems, far more than being, you know, intriguing gadgets or technologies, as most people know now, they hold great potential in boosting the efficiency, you know, productivity and flexibility, reliability of Singapore's existing capabilities. For instance, they can be deployed to carry out non-contact deliveries in a pandemic lockdown situation like today. So if it happens in the future, we could have drones delivering packages without any human in the loop. In situations of disasters, UAS can be deployed into dangerous terrain, removing the need to put people at risk. So we are already seeing an increasing interest among Singapore industries in adopting autonomous technology like UAS across a spectrum of use cases. from deliveries to emergency response to surveillance, law enforcement. So the possibilities are truly endless.
Mm.
Now, as we continue to push forward, it's more than just technology development. So we will actually open up many opportunities for those who are looking to enter this space. So not just in R&D or data security, cloud computing, but also on the regulatory side. For instance, to roll out an autonomous delivery or urban mobility network, multiple stakeholders must be involved, regulators, policymakers, to individual businesses and manufacturers. So if you can imagine 10 or 20 years from now, there could be hundreds or even thousands of drones and air taxis,
whoa,
you know, flying, yeah, across
hey
the
man,
network of highways. Like what?
I am a fan of sci-fi. I don't know if you remember Back to the Future. I am on board.
Yes, I that's our vision, actually. It's possible. It will be dangerous and chaotic without any control.
Of course, without the
regulation
skill and the yes. Talk to us though, Ryan,
yeah, so,
about some misconceptions people have of a career in tech. Anecdotally, just amongst my friends and I who are educated in the arts and more language-based, obviously we feel as though that kind of thing is really beyond us, but that's not entirely true, is it?
Yeah, definitely. I think there's a range of misconceptions about tech careers. And it will take some time really to dispel these ideas. But I think currently there are two main conceptions that we need to deal with. Number one is that a lot of people think it's just a career for geeks, for those strong in science, technology, and with long hours spent in front of computers and machines.
Yeah.
And I think that the number two, which is a big misconception, which you just mentioned, is that those who are not from engineering or science background, not really a career for them. So I think we need to dispel these misconceptions, because in actual fact, a tech career is actually quite diverse. Building a tech enterprise requires individuals of really diverse skill sets and experience. So there are important functions to fill, you know, like technical marketing. That's where, you know, your language skills and your aesthetic sense comes in. Business development, people skills, language skills. In digital transformation, to heading business units and companies, and these are really jobs that require other skill sets and unique strength. A lot of people also did not know that in the tech world, we need people with good aesthetic sense to be good UX, which is, you know, user experience, and UI, or user interface designers. So we need designers in the tech world as well. So yeah, I think for those who are not in a tech career right now, especially for the mid-careers who are looking to step into the tech world, it is not too late. I'll just like to mention about myself. I'm actually a late arrival to the tech part. I was trained as a mechanical engineer, and over a 25 years career, I spent time mostly in operations, human resources, business development, strategy, and now in business leadership. But I have never really been directly involved in tech. However, through all my work, I've experienced something that's very common, in that all the business functions that I've been through are continuously being changed and disrupted by technology. And this has accelerated in the last 5 to 10 years. I think the impact is real. The concerns of people are real. So I think it's important to gain a good understanding of technology, and most importantly, have an interest and a passion to make this world better through technology, in order to consider whether this is a career for you, if you want to make a change or a switch.
Ryan Lee, Managing Director of Nova Systems Asia. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us today, and stay safe, sir.
Thank you very much, Howie.
This has been Career 360 on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.